So we've entered the fourth quarter of 2025, so it's time to start thinking about year-end wrap-up and what that means to our gifting strategies and tax strategies. We're incredibly privileged and lucky to work side by side with our clients and helping them maximize the impact that your wealth has on the folks around you, whether it be loved ones, charitable charities, or just your broader community. And as we have these important conversations with clients, a lot of times they evolve into really impactful legacy conversations. So as we start talking about larger sums of money, maybe your life, your life's net worth and nest egg, it evolves from a save, spend, give to more of a, okay, what do my heirs get? What do charities get? And then what type of tax bill am I paying at the end of all of it? All right, so let's start with a baselining, and talking about the difference between federal and state of Washington estate taxes. I kind of want to put aside today the discussion around federal estate taxes. Just the threshold is so high. If you're a married couple, you have up to $28, $29 million of exemption before you're hit with this federal level estate taxes. Many, many more of our clients are impacted with the state of Washington. If you're married, having a $6 million net worth or more could expose you to some state of Washington estate taxes. So this is really bringing some free, if not very cost-effective strategies to play to mitigate and keep your net worth below that magic number if you stay in the state of Washington and you pass away here. So a question you might be asking yourself is, hey, Dave, I currently don't have a net worth that could leave me exposed to the state of Washington estate tax. Why do I care right now? Well, one is just the future growth of your estate. I mean, asset prices have been moving up fairly steadily. If we look at the stock market, if you have a home or two, all of a sudden, the future growth of these assets, if you have a fairly long life expectancy, could easily put you at that limit to where you have to really start thinking about, gosh, do I move out of the state of Washington or how do I reduce the size of my estate? So thinking forward a little bit right now is one big reason to do that. The second piece is a lot of our clients, when we think legacy, a lot of people think when I pass away, where does my money go and who does that impact? But a lot of what we've been having conversations around lately with a lot of our clients is about giving while you're alive. A lot of folks want to see the fruits of their labor come to life. They want to see those around them benefit while they're alive so that they can actually enjoy that. We call it establishing a gifting budget, and we'll go into a little bit more of that later. But those are two primary reasons why we think it makes sense to start thinking now for a potential future problem you may have. All right, so let's jump into just four simple and effective gifting strategies that you may have heard of, you may not have heard of. But first one, the annual exclusion. A lot of folks have heard of this one. So at the federal level, you can give up to $19,000 per year to anybody out there, and you don't have to report it for taxes. And it doesn't go against your annual lifetime exclusion with the federal level. I know we're talking about Washington State, but a lot of this rolls up to the federal level as well. So you can basically give $19,000 a year. If you're married, you can give double that gift, $38,000 a year. So if you have, let's say, four kids, and you're married, you could give each one of those kids $38,000 per year and staying under that annual gift exclusion amount. A second thing that we can look at is paying tuition and medical expenses directly. So that's the nice thing about this, payments made directly to a school or a hospital bill to a hospital. It's just a very easy tax-free way to support your kids and grandkids with no tax implications on the other end of it. A third one we can talk about is gifting interests in LLCs or real estate or family businesses. So we have a lot of clients that are multi-generational businesses, and one of the key strategies we look at over time is gifting interests in those entities. And there's a whole slew of reasons as to why we may do this. If you have a family business, you're just trying to reduce the size of your estate and you know where this asset's gonna land, i.e. your kids or grandkids, gifting those dollars out and interest in those businesses through a planned gifting strategy is a wonderful way to continue reducing that estate size. So number four, let's talk about gifting to trusts, or again, outright to your beneficiaries. There are several trusts that exist out there. We have lots of clients that use those. Where they can gift irrevocably into the trust, giving up interest in those assets, but they still maintain a level of control over who, how, and when the beneficiaries receive those gifts. It's a very effective way to obviously get rid of cash in your estate or securities or real estate or interests in business while keeping things not overly complex from an estate planning standpoint. Do you have a desire to see your money work, your legacy work prior to you passing away? And if so, you know, how much can you give? That's what we're here for. Let us help you establish what we call a gifting budget. First and foremost, making sure that your lifestyle is going to be just fine in retirement. But number two, if you do have a desire to see your legacy live now, let us help you define that, quantify it, and that's what we're here for. Hope this helps.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.